Good day, friends. Your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ are on the air once again today with a program based upon what the Bible teaches. At the current time, we're going to begin a series that we've entitled Messages of Life. You know, the hope that comes in this life, of course, is short, realizing that there are many hopes that people have in life, but the hope that is spoken of in God's Word as the one hope which stands beyond all human hopes is the hope of eternal life. We're aware of the fact that Paul taught in 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter and verse 13, "Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." We have told you in past broadcasts that charity is outstanding in all aspects because we must have love in this life, and we can't think of heaven without love or charity being there. Hope will be turned into sight, into reality, and faith will be turned into sight. One does not hope for something that he actually has. So when we have gained eternal life through following the Lord diligently in this life, our hope will be turned into reality and our faith turned into sight. On the first broadcast in this current series, we want to look at that hope that is found in life. And I'd like to take your minds to the wonderful teaching that is found in the 8th chapter of Romans, where Paul says we are saved by hope. But this hope, of course, became a reality first in this life, when we find the hope that is truly found in the life and experience of Jesus, the Son of God, who came to this earth and gave his life as a ransom upon the cross for many. We are aware of the fact that he spoke to his apostles before he was going to leave this earth. And perhaps you've read this time and time again. We've touched upon it before in past broadcasts, that in the 14th chapter of John's account of the gospel, we have that wonderful teaching that their hearts should not be afraid, they should not be troubled. Believe in God, they should also believe in him. In his Father's house were many mansions or places, and he would not have raised this subject if he truly was not going to come again and receive them unto himself. When he began talking about the way, you remember one of the apostles, namely Thomas, spoke up and said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" And then the verse I want to especially emphasize in our series today is the 14th chapter of John and verse 6, when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." The point that is found in the hope of life is found in Jesus Christ. It is easy to see when we scrutinize the 6th verse of the 14th chapter of John, and when Christ talked about the way, the truth, and the life, he was talking about that which was associated with his experience, not alone upon this earth, but also with his Father which was in heaven. We have often stated to people in public sermons and also in private conversation as we do with you today, realizing that Jesus Christ has the truth, for as Pilate stared the truth in the face, I fear that he was much like many of us today who look the truth in the face and yet do not realize what the truth really is. When he asked Jesus what truth really was, we're aware of the fact that this scripture comes to our mind, that Jesus Christ was the truth. He was the Word of God personified that came down from heaven, a Word that was based upon the authenticity of heaven itself and of God the Father, invested in Christ, the Son of God. He pointed out to men from this truth the way that would lead them on to eternal life. Hope is then found in Jesus Christ, who has proved to all of us through the passages of Holy Writ that he was able to come to this earth, he was able to live upon this earth without committing sin, and he was then able, after his death upon the cross, to be raised from the dead by his heavenly Father and to go to that high home where he was crowned a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm wondering, as you think about the hope for life or the hope in this life, if you can realize with us how important it is that we get things into the proper perspective. Oh, it's so much easier in the marketplace of life to see the things that are about us, failing to realize many times how transitory they are, failing to realize many times that today we may have success and accomplish great things in the field of business, and yet we find that that can fade away. As one man so ably put it, he said, "The riches of this life are like the proverbial snowball that is set in the sunshine on the 4th of July. As the moments tick away, it begins to melt. It finally is turned to liquid, to water, and finally rolls away or actually evaporates into the atmosphere. So it is with our accomplishments in life, and truly the point is that life can only be looked upon as that which offers a true hope beyond this life, if that hope is truly found in Jesus Christ. So when the Savior restated, as he did so many times, in principle, the idea that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, realizing that the things of life will come to us as we indeed have need for them, we might point out to you that one who is attempting to serve the Lord will be a diligent worker. I can't really think of a Christian in the Bible sense of the word as being a lazy or a dormant person. So that individual will labor, being contented with the things that he is able to have in this life, realizing that his hope is beyond the distant shores that he now can vaguely view as he looks out over the panorama of life. Might I say to you, is your hope today found in something that is secure? We realize as we look at the financial pages from time to time that there are businesses that have flourished, but we find many times they fail. And even if the physical business were to continue on as long as this earth goes, all these things that we see about us are those things that perish with using. When we think of the life of Jesus, we can see how fragile physical life appeared to be back there. At one time, Christ was very popular. He had a great following of people. But eventually it came to the place of where he immediately turned to his apostles and said, "Will you two go away?" Of course, they didn't leave him until he was actually taken to die upon the cross. But Peter did say in John 6:68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." And that's the crux of the opening message in this current series, is that Jesus has the answer, Jesus has the solution, he has the way that is so clearly depicted in his word that can lead us with an everlasting hope beyond this veil of tears into that realm, the home of the soul. So I'm trusting as we talk to you today, friends, as you begin to think about how important your hope is in life, we're talking about the hope that can go beyond this life. I had stated not long ago to a group of brethren when we were talking about life and our hopes and ambitions in life that I thought of the statement that the writer James offered in the fourth chapter of his outstanding teaching. You remember the question was asked by James, "What is life?" And of course, it was depicted in this life as a vapor that appeareth for a little while and soon vanisheth away. Might I let you in on this point that came out of that conversation? That there is an opportunity for your life and an opportunity for hope to go beyond this vapor of which James speaks. You see, one who has a stability on the inside, or spiritually speaking, is one who is not alone prepared to meet the challenge of this everyday life, but he's one also who is preparing himself for the home of the soul. So what are we saying to you as we bring this broadcast to you as friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ? Don't put your hope in the things that you can simply see in this life. Now, not alone do people do this in the business world. Not alone do people do this in the annals of everyday living. But people even do this in the annals of Christianity. There are people who actually put their trust in a spiritual picture that yet has, we might say, great physical overtones. You see, there are things being done in the name of religion today that really aren't too spiritual when you come right down to the very bottom of it. There are those things that are transitory because they're following the doctrines of men. So I want to mention to you on the broadcast that we trust that none of you will just go halfway in your pursuit for the Lord, but you'll go all the way. In other words, you'll look into his word diligently to find that in this word of life is found truly the hope for eternal life. For all the doctrines of men and all the teachings that are of human origin will, of course, stop with this life. If a doctrine or a philosophy has been able to go on through the ages as we deal here upon earth, it will not actually be found at the bar of judgment. When I read that third chapter of 2 Peter the other day, and I found that the apostle said there was a time coming when the works of this world would be burned up, I realized that he was referring not alone to the buildings that we can see, not alone to those things that man has made with his hands associated with his living, but also it will be associated with the doctrines of men. We have related this principle to you before upon this broadcast, and we state it again today because we believe that it is a must in our attempting to prepare ourselves for the hope of eternal life. There are many wonderful examples that are found in the Scripture that show that the hope that Jesus offered is something that people put their trust in, and we trust are putting their trust in today. As I talk to you on the broadcast, I trust that your hope for life will be more than a hope that can merely be associated with this life. The amassing of fortunes, the physical accomplishments may have their place if they're done properly and right. But the hope that we speak about on the broadcast today is the hope that comes and lives and is truly turned into a reality of heaven itself. It is appointed once for man to die, and after that the judgment, and we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. We trust as we leave this first lesson in this series with you today that you will look seriously, taking a good, long, soul-searching look at how strong your hope is today. Be sure that it's found in the teaching of Jesus Christ that brings you to God the Father, that gives you an opportunity to rise above the transitory things of this world that are practical only for life itself, and that you will rise to the mountaintop and will be able to see with a living hope the new city, the new Jerusalem, the new home of the soul. We want to leave this broadcast with you. We trust you'll keep in mind your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ have brought you this broadcast. If you have questions, send them to the station or to the congregation that's making this broadcast possible in your area. We hope to be with you next time, and may God bless you as you obey that marvelous and wonderful truth.